Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Eleven on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chimetime every morning, every hour on the show. Wow, we got a lot to get to today. Of course, it is Small Business Monday. I want to thank our friends at dotdesigning.com for sponsoring Small Business Monday. We're going to get to that after the 8 o'clock news. Get ready. Let your friends know who have small businesses to get in the queue during the news. Around 8 o'clock, 1-800-283-101.5. But first, Eric, I don't know where to start with the $50 billion climate superfund nonsense that passed last. Since when does the legislature meet on a Sunday? I mean, it's just...
Well, they're up against the budget deadline. But I don't know what you were going to talk about on that, but Linda Greenstein.
Oh,
Did you hear the audio from... the committee vote?
So embarrassing. So she opposed it, didn't know she was sponsoring it.
Didn't know she was a sponsor of the bill.
Yeah.
And then said, I didn't know that all of my friends in labor were opposed to it. I'll vote yes anyway.
I don't understand why. I was confused by that audio. I mean, she's not the brightest person. That's for sure. And that, I think, is well established. But you don't have to be sharp as a tack to understand that if you didn't know you sponsored the bill. What I didn't understand is, why did she even oppose it? What did she even really think through the whole...
She opposed it is because she's a friend to unionized labor, and unionized labor is largely opposed to this bill.
Because it's going to cost thousands of jobs.
Yes, labor was calling her saying, hey, by the way, I see you're a sponsor of this bill.
Yeah, and she had
no idea. Vote for it. And she said, wait, what? I'm sponsoring this bill?
So just for context, the bill puts effectively a $50 billion tax, retroactive tax, blaming fossil fuel companies for climate change. It's so silly that you can't even really wrap your head around it. But it got through committee, right? So it will go to... So the budget did go through, correct? The $61 billion budget?
So now you're into the technical, right? So the committee approvals start at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
Once the committees approve, by law, the bill has to lay over for a day.
Okay.
So they cannot vote on it today.
Till Tuesday, right?
So Tuesday would be the final vote, and the deadline is midnight on Tuesday.
So that's why they had to meet Sunday to start the clock going.
Correct. Now, I mean, it is...
What comes out of this other than a little bit of a show in Trenton? I mean, because the Democrats have a majority in both houses, a significant majority. So there's no, are there any Democrats other than a handful that may have raised a hand and said, hey, it's a $61 billion budget? Other than that, is there anyone
hardly
opposed? It'll pass, right?
I mean, it's what'll happen is it'll be passed. Mikey Sherrill caved to the Democratic leadership in the Assembly and the Senate.
As we talked about and expected she would. This was no Phil Murphy coming in with, dump trucks full of cash to make sure that everybody stayed in line.
No, she bought off Senate President Scutari and Assembly Speaker Coughlin. Basically, they each got a $200 million blank check of your money to spend however they want to.
Right.
And we won't really know what's in the supplemental appropriations bill until long after it's signed into law. I mean, it could be weeks after.
Yeah.
And this is the problem with this process and the way we are doing this now in New Jersey. There's no public input on this final budget at all. Most legislators won't even have read it before they're being told to vote on it. And, you know, it's Republicans will all vote no. Democrats, with few exceptions, if any, will all vote yes.
What about your friend in South Jersey?
Well, I don't know if Heather Simmons is going to vote for this budget or not.
I mean, she was the only vote, again, or she was at least one of the only voices talking common sense in the last round.
Right. I suspect...
Democrat voices, I should say.
...that she will wind up voting for this budget because a lot of Democrats will justify it by saying there's more good than bad in this budget, and there is just enough pork money to spread around to get everybody to fall in line.
I wonder if every Republican will vote no. I don't know. I mean, you know, guys, I mean, my guess is they know it's going to pass. So guys like Bob Singer have probably already talked to his handlers in Lakewood and said, you know, I need to vote no to save face, but don't worry, you're going to get the, you know, the handouts that you want.
Well, there's $1 million at least for Lakewood already earmarked in this budget. So,
I'm sure that was Bob saying, hey, I need it, but I'm going to vote no just because I want to stick with the caucus. But I don't even know if that matters anymore. Is there any New Jersey voter who is even paying any attention to what their legislators are doing? Very few. Very few.
I don't know. I mean,
they were all tweeting yesterday. I'm sure you saw it.
Yeah.
You know, talking about how the hey, the deadline's coming up. Where's the budget? But it was so hollow to me because we know what the end result is going to be.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is what we talked about last week, right? Relax. All the really important decisions have already been made.
That's a great point. All right. Question for you. Are you paying attention to the fact that your state's budget is now north of $60 billion, your tax rebates, tax credit programs being cut, and there you go. Is there any way out of this mess? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 625 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So a few things. First of all, just our prayers and thoughts certainly out to everyone in Venezuela impacted by those two major earthquakes. You know, it really goes to show you what it means to have to be ready for something like that. And clearly, you know, the buildings, etc., the infrastructure just caught completely by surprise. It was like once in 100 years they get an earthquake like that. Thanks to all the Americans who have stepped up to help out and head down there. We've sent plenty of folks on the ground, military, et cetera, to help dig out. And I don't know if you saw over the weekend, and if I will, I covered it on Newsmax this weekend. We had unbelievable video of a baby being pulled out of the rubble. I mean, the building had completely collapsed, and some workers heard the baby crying and were able to pull out this infant. I don't know, you know, a couple months old, maybe, just out of this completely collapsed building. It was an incredible sight to see. If you haven't seen the video, I'll look for it and I will share it on social media and I'll share it on the website if I can pull it up for you. But if you've been following this, just prayers for everybody there and safe return for all the Americans that are out there helping dig people out. Still, I think as of last night, 70,000 people missing. Imagine that. So that was the first thing I wanted to tell you. The second thing is it is going to be brutal, brutal heat this week. Starting on Wednesday, we're going to see temperatures of 105 degrees. Can you imagine? Now, first thing that I can tell you is, are you ready for this heat? I mean, your air conditioner, I'm just going to be straight with you, is not going to keep up with that. I don't care how good the system is. You'll be lucky to be 20 degrees cooler than the outside air. 25 if you're really cranking it. But that means your home could get into the 80s. It is going to be a brutal, brutal few days. So what are you going to do to stay cool? What are your plans? And are you making major plans for the 4th? I'm thinking, now I've got to work this weekend, so I'll be in New York, and I'm dreading the traffic. I'll be in New York City for a 9 o'clock show I'm covering for my friend Greg Kelly at 9 o'clock on Friday night. So I'll be heading into the city, peak shore traffic, and then heading home late. I don't expect a lot of traffic coming home late. But for Saturday morning, I can't imagine. So are you planning to go to the shore this weekend? What plans do you have for this 4th of July holiday? And have you talked about with your family what you're going to do to stay cool? I mean, I don't know that I can remember a time when New Jersey hit 105 degrees. When Dan is back, we'll ask him later this week. But I've been looking. I cannot remember a time that the actual temperature hit 105, and that is brutal, especially with the humidity. So it feels like it could be in the 110 or more. Now, we've been watching Europe go through a similar heat wave, and talking to my daughter Elizabeth and son-in-law Charlie, Europe was not ready for this at all. The trains have shut down in parts of London. You've got offices having to close because the climate control can't keep up. Many of the old buildings don't even have it because of all the greens. Think about this. The radical greens made sure that it was so difficult to get air conditioning, to upgrade the buildings in the name of climate change, that they were not prepared for this heat wave. And as a result, businesses have shut down. Transportation has slowed to a crawl. And people are dying, literally dying with the heat. So those greens are in charge in this country. And it's only a matter of time before we go through the same thing. So what are your plans for this 4th of July weekend? How are you going to beat the heat? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:30 is the time. Eric Scott with your news. 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. We are talking Jersey this morning. And, you know, one of the things that I tell everybody, and we had some our friends from St. Alphonsus over the house yesterday. I finally had an afternoon off, and we spent some really great hours with some very good friends. And I will say one of the things that came up, because people always want to talk about, like, how do you fix things going forward? And one of my messages now, and I'm going to share it with you, is you can't fix everything. Sometimes you've got to wait until the idiots who are in charge break enough things, and then you can fix it. But to try to stop it, like, I'm watching the state of New Jersey go completely off the rails in terms of electing radicals. You're going to have the guy that's friends with terrorists sitting in Congress in the next session. Like, you can't stop that. The guy's going to win. The districts are drawn, and most Democrat voters will just vote for whoever has a D next to their name. If you're a Democrat, don't be offended by that, because many Republican voters will vote just because Donald Trump tells them how to vote. So it's on both sides. And I am observing that without judgment. That is just the way it is. So you're going to have to endure it. Now, why do I say this? In the context of this heat wave coming, how is he going to draw that together? Let me tell you. Europe is going through a nightmare right now. It was 100 degrees. I think a few hundred people have now died. I don't know what the death toll is completely, but I can tell you that Elizabeth and Charlie the Butcher, Charlie, who, as you know, is from London, and, you know, my daughter's been there now 11 years. They're going through this massive heat wave. And part of the problem is that the Greens are in charge of governments in Europe, and they limit the amount of energy you can use. You have to trade credits, etc. So there are buildings that have to shut down, not have AC, because they don't have enough of the energy credits to keep the power on. Now, that is particularly challenging when you are in the meat business. And, you know, Charlie's company that he's head of sales, you know, they're supplying Wimbledon with all the meat. So tons, I think it was something like 11 tons of meat, something ridiculous. And they have to battle to keep the lights on. And this is one of the biggest meat distributors in Europe, not just in England. So we are our own worst enemy. And this fake science of saying that, you know, Bernie Sanders was telling us 6 years ago that we're going to be underwater if we don't pass higher climate taxes. Al Gore, New York City will be under 3 feet of water by 2015. I mean, it's just silly. Guys, first of all, the climate's been changing since there's been a climate. And every 1,500 years, we go through a warming cycle, then a cooling cycle. There'll be another ice age. There'll be another extreme heat warning. Heat at 90s and 100s is, we have a name for it, actually. It's called summer. And it happens every year. And the challenge is that we are subject to radicals who want you to believe that if you pay higher taxes and if you lower your AC and your creature comforts, somehow you are going to impact the overall climate of the planet. It is arguably one of the dumbest things that has been sold to humans since the COVID vax. But here we are. So now the question I have for you is, forgetting all that, so I say that because the legislature last night on Sunday moved this bill forward, this climate superfund nonsense, where they're going to go after the fossil fuel companies, $50 billion in retroactive taxes, and it will cost this state tens of thousands of jobs. Your energy bills will go up. We are going to be looking like a third world country if this bill passes. Mark my word, I warned you about COVID. A lot of people didn't listen. And then you learn the hard way. So trust me on this one. This is going to be very bad. Very bad. Because it's done in the name of junk science. It's done in the name of being punitive against the very people that keep our lights on and keep our climate control and keep our people safe from extreme weather. All right. Warning has been put out there. Take it for what it's worth. Now, the reality is it's going to be 105 degrees on Thursday. Oh, my God. It's going to be hot as hell. Can't wait to be in a suit going back and forth to New York. I'm going to feel for everybody who's working outside. And make sure you get your oil changed in your car. Make sure that your car's running right. The last thing you want to do is break down when it's 105 degrees out. Let's go to Bob in Spring Lake. So I don't know about you, Bob. I don't remember the last time it was this hot.
I'm working out, and I heard your topic of conversation. Yeah. It just brought back memories back in 1966. My dad was digging a hole in the backyard, getting ready to put a pool in for the kids.
Yeah.
And he was dragging his heels on it, and the neighbors saw what he was doing.
Yeah.
They heard the weather was going to rise in temperature. They offered to help him out. Everyone came and helped him put the pool in the backyard, get it ready for July 4th. We had a big party in the backyard. People were throwing themselves in the pool with clothes on. It was wonderful. But the days of those, I'll never forget, it was 103, 104. Yeah. And even when I was a lifeguard back in the 1970s, yeah, I remember we hit over 100 because I was a head lifeguard and I was telling the people, well, tomorrow we're going to have a cool down. It's going to be 99. I was making a joke out of it. Okay.
Funny.
But yeah, this week we have the firecracker 5 mile run in Wall Township.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm having my kids and my grandchildren come here because two of my kids are going to run the race. So I'm going to have my grandchildren get out there and hand out bottles of water to the runners. I signed you, Jill, and Eric to run.
I love it. Let me tell you, I think my competitive running days are certainly over, but I'll be working this weekend. I'm going to tell you, Bob, I don't know. The people, you got a lot of guts to go and run in this kind of weather. Hey, Bob, let me ask you, what part of New England are you from?
New England?
Where are you from? That accent. I'm sensing a... Where's that accent?
I'm down here in Spring Lake, New Jersey.
How'd you pick up a Boston affectation?
You're the second guy that told me I had an accent.
You do?
I have an accent. I can't believe it.
How long have you been... You're in Jersey your whole life?
I'm born and raised in New Jersey.
Right.
A teacher, doctor, what are you kidding me? No one told me I had an accent.
Hold on, I'm going to bring Kathy, our board up. And Kathy, do you hear the Boston accent?
I heard yod instead of yard.
So did I.
I said, that's Boston.
Bob, you
guys
come on.
Are nuts.
Bob, yod, that's... I heard the same thing. Are you sure?
Can you say yard?
Say yard again.
Say yard?
Where's your dad put the pool?
In North Jersey.
No, but where physically? House.
In the back of the house, front of the house, where do you put it?
No, in the backyard.
I'm telling you, Bob, you're from Boston. You don't know. Maybe you were switched at birth or something. I don't know. Something happened. Something happened, Bob, because I'm hearing that accent. Anyway,
what,
man.
What kind of vehicle? Tell me about your vehicle.
Yeah, what do you drive?
Are you trying to bait me to say something?
Yeah, I mean, do you drive a truck or...
I drive a car.
See, now you're thinking about it. But I don't know, Bob. I'm thinking that every one of us looked over like, Bob, where part of Boston is Bob from?
You guys are nuts. Oh, hey, listen, Bill, you're 100% right about the climate.
Yeah.
The climate has been changing since the time of creation.
Right.
End of story. Yeah. God knows what he's doing. You're in the season of summer. Get
Thank
used
you.
To it. It's going to get hot. And then come the fall, the temperature's going to change. I
fall.
Teach
Listen
science.
To this guy. Bob, come on.
I think he's punking you.
Jill, do you hear it?
He's trying to make from Boston.
He's making a great point, and I'm talking over room with his accent.
I was going to say, the poor guy's trying to make an important statement, and all you get is fool.
All right, go ahead, Bob. Sorry.
All right,
anyway,
take care, you guys.
Thank you for chiming in, Bob, and thanks for being a good sport. Have a great okay. rest of your day. Enjoy the run. Jill, I you know what? I just... Didn't you hear it?
It's distracting. Yeah, we get distracted.
Well, I love
sometimes.
It because, you know, Jody's from Rhode Island
yeah.
and, you know, my relatives live in Massachusetts.
So my stepdad was from Boston.
Yeah.
So he would say ca, you know, ca.
And, Boston.
But he tried to put the R on and he sounded like he went car. And I'm like, now you sound like you're from Fargo.
Idea is oh. another thing you
oh,
hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but ca, like.
Ca. Park
the
car.
When he tried to stick the so R funny. On, it didn't work.
I can't. Maybe I'm just crazy. Well,
no.
Don't
he
answer
said
that.
Yod.
I thought so too. Thank
yod.
You. All right, it's coming up on 6:48. Your call's coming up 1-800-283-1. Yeah. 6:55 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Let's talk about beating the heat. Remember, you got to make a plan. Yeah, it's actually going to be more than 100 degrees this week. It's crazy. It's hot. It is important to note that whether you use natural gas to power your home or oil to heat your home in the winter, it's still going to be hot. Whether you've stopped driving to work and work at home under a tent and give up all modern conveniences, yep, it's still going to be hot. And whether or not the radicals in Washington or Trenton gouge billions and billions of dollars in new taxes to punish the fossil fuel industry, it's still going to be hot. This fantasy of humans controlling the climate is ridiculous, absurd. And you have to understand, it was warmer 1,500 years ago. So the climate's been changing for millions of years. So you got a choice to make. You can either support the fantasy of climate politics, which will only have you suffering, paying more, and further contributing to the idiocracy that we live in. Or you can wake up and recognize that it's absurd, it's a fantasy, keep driving your SUV, crank that air conditioner, and make sure that you reject the nonsense and the propaganda. If this climate superfund passes, which it may, you're going to see a $50 billion price tag back on the energy industry. We're going to lose thousands and thousands of jobs. Your rates are going to go through the roof. So you're going to suffer while China and all these other countries out there continue to pollute the ocean and the atmosphere. That's real. Pollution's real. Climate change is real. You know what's not real? You've given up your car for the fantasy that you're somehow going to affect the weather on the planet. Come on. Think about it. Let's go to Frank in Toms River. What do you got for us, Frank?
Hello.
Hello. Morning.
Hey, Bill. How are you, sir?
Good, man.
Good morning.
What do you got?
All right. I got a little story. Bear with me here.
Do it.
So I rented a house to my brother for the past 8 years.
Okay.
And last September, asked him to move out because me and my wife wanted to move in. We want a bigger house and a garage, et cetera. So over the winter, we had kind of a falling out with rent and everything, and things went south. And
sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's didn't want any of it. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Wish it didn't happen. But
families can be tough.
It is what it is. So we had a falling out, and I had to end up taking him, his girlfriend, and his roommate to court to get them out. And lo and behold, we get the vacate agreement signed by the judge. So they're out. That's good. And they did not pay the electric bill all winter, and it is over $6,400. And
wow.
So I have been fighting with the electric company trying to get the power turned on for the last month. They have a copy of my lease, which states that they are responsible. They have the vacate agreement. They have the judgment of possession, everything from the court. I emailed the power company. They still will not turn me on. They tell me that I am... they're not accepting application until the balance at that address is paid. And I explained to them, how is this my fault when I did not have that account?
Can you, do you have a lawyer?
I called the lawyer last week and they told me, he's like, you don't even need me. He's like, you have everything. I also filed two complaints with the Board of Utilities and that got me nowhere. I'm going to call them again today. I don't know where else to go. So I am talking to you.
All right, Frank, I'm going to put you on hold. Let me think about this for a second. I got to break for news, but let me think about this. Can I put you on hold? We're going to get your contact info and I'm going to work on this problem for you. And if anybody
I
out there can help Frank, yeah. So be on hold and we'll get your info. If anybody out there has a thought on how we can help Frank, you know, somebody at the power company, maybe this is something that a local state senator can help with. I'd like to help him get the power turned on in his property. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Have you ever had a falling out with a family that ended up in court? All right, 7 o'clock. Here's the news with Eric Scott. /7 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, we got a lot to get to. You know, Frank's story of woe really concerned me. Here's a man that he and his wife had his brother and girlfriend and a roommate. Sounds like Three's Company, living in their house, and said, "Hey, you got to move out. We want to move into the house." And it ended up in court, and turns out the brother didn't pay the electric bill for 6 months, so now he owes. He owes $6,400 to the electric company, and they won't turn the power back on. So I think there's a way to solve this. What I've done, Frank, if you're still listening, producer Thomas has gotten in touch with my assistant, Rosebeth. We are forwarding this to one of the attorneys we have worked with over the years, and I'm going to try to get you help. I can't promise it'll be free help. I can promise that we will do our best. And if there's anybody out there listening, maybe you work for the power company, and is there a way for us to get in touch? I'm also going to call a couple of friends of mine. I didn't ask you if it was PSE&G or JCP&L, but maybe, Frank, if you call back and let producer Thomas know which company, because I'm happy to forward it to any contacts we have at the power companies. And the second thing is, Frank, I need to know where your home address is now and who your what your legislative district is. So, producer Thomas, do you have Frank's info? He doesn't hear me, Kathy, does he? That's all right. Producer Thomas, do you mind just come on in here for a minute?
Here he comes.
He's coming in. Judy, hang in there. I'm going to get you in a second. Thomas, do you have Frank's contact info?
Yes, I do.
Can you email him? I don't know if he's still listening. I need to know where he lives, and I need to know who his state senator and members of the assembly are, because I'm going to reach out to them. If I know them, I'm going to text them and see if they can get involved in this.
You got it.
My goal is to get Frank's power turned on in the next 48 hours. All right. There's Frank calling right now. I see him. Okay. We'll grab it. Thank you, Frank. All right. Hey, Frank, listen, I'm going to put you on with producer Thomas. My assistant, Rosebeth, has already reached out to one of the attorneys we work with. And I just need to know, who's the company that provides the power?
JCP&L.
All right, it's JCP&L. And what district living in Toms River?
Yeah.
You still are. You're not in the house now, right?
I'm supposed to move by July 1st, and I have a tenant moving into my house July 1st.
Okay. So we got...
So this is really throwing a jar in an engine, so to speak.
So we got a few days to solve this. We are on it. I'm going to put you on another hold, and Thomas has a couple of questions for you about who your legislators are. He'll look it up if you don't know. Thanks, Frank. All right, let's go to Judy in East Windsor. Hey, Judy. How can I help you?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I also have a problem with JCP&L.
All right, tell me. What's the problem?
On March 9th, we had a power failure.
Okay.
It turned out it was our house only, and it turns out it was the underground wiring.
Okay.
So they had to replace the underground wire. In the meantime, they removed the meter, and they jumped it so that we could have electricity.
Yep.
The repairs were done, and the meter replaced on Easter Sunday, on April 5th. So my last bill from JCP&L was for February,
okay,
which was paid in March. I have not gotten a bill since then. I keep calling them. They cannot tell me what the problem is. they've escalated whatever the problem is to the quote-unquote back office.
Okay.
I've asked twice now for the back office to call me, tell me exactly what the problem is, and nobody is calling me. Nobody can tell me what is wrong, why I'm not getting a bill.
Is your power on?
Yes.
So your power's on, you just don't have a bill?
Correct.
I mean, that sounds like a gift. I know, Judy. You're worried.
No,
that all of a sudden, you're going to get a $10,000 bill. I got you. I hear you.
All right. I have the equal payment plan. So I have been making payments on that so that this bill is not going to be outrageous when I get it. But I want a bill, and nobody can help me.
Did you maybe select by accident paperless billing?
No.
You sure?
Because I'm not getting emails either.
Okay. Have you gone onto the website? I mean, you've got email, right? Have you gone onto the website and put in your account information?
No, I don't do that kind
you
of
don't,
stuff.
Okay, do you have anybody that can help you with that? And I ask that, Judy, because sometimes you call customer service, they don't know, and then you find out. If you could view your account on their website, you may be surprised that somebody selected that for you and you're not getting anything. Because I've had this problem with some companies where they had the wrong email. I had this problem with Amazon. They had the wrong email, wrong phone number, and I couldn't access anything. And all of a sudden, I started getting hit with bills on my credit card. It was a nightmare. But I fought them, and I won, but I couldn't get anybody on the phone. I had to go through and figure it out online. Let me think about this, Judy. If I can get somebody to help you, I'm going to put you on a brief hold. All right? If anybody can help with, I mean, if Judy's making her payments, her regular payments, then she should be fine. But I'm going to work on it. And by the way, for Frank, the legislators, Greg McGuckin and Paul Knitras. So, guys, I'm going to reach out to your office, Paul. I think if you can help Frank out, there's got to be a simple solution here. All right. Apparently, the helpline is open. So if you got a problem,
if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
I am ready to help you. 1-800-283-101.5. But sidebar note, I do want to ask you, have you ever had a situation in your family that devolved into a lawsuit? I think Frank's story was terrible, and I'm sure he is not the only one. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. The time is 7:24 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Don't panic. It's summertime. The world is not ending. We are not in an apocalypse. So turn that AC up. Idle your car. I actually idle my car in the summer more than the winter. I like to get that AC cranking so I get into a nice, cool, comfortable ice box before I get on the road. You want to know why? Because I got to get on television in a suit. And you can't be sweaty. So this idea that the radicals want you to be inconvenienced. Do you know what a fraction of a percentage American emissions are to the world? Almost nothing. You want to control pollution, that's another story. Let's talk about the rivers in India. Let's talk about the coal emissions coming from China. Let's talk about the lack of regulation across South America, Africa, etc. Come on. Americans have clean air, clean water, and up to the point when we had to suffer through 8 years of Murphy, and now heading into what will be a very long 4 years with Cheryl, we were energy independent in New Jersey. Ha, go figure. And then the Greens took over and they wrecked it. That's why we can't have nice things. And they're going to keep wrecking it. And you won't be able to stop it until the next election. So and you're not paying attention enough to stop it in this coming election in 26. So we're going to continue to suffer at least until 2029. And by then, it's going to take a Herculean effort to turn things around. So anyway, it makes me crazy because it's summertime, it's hot, and I'm so sick of people using the weather to force an agenda on that will only serve to raise your taxes and will not have zero impact on the climate. Let's go to Kathy in South Plainfield. Morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. So you went to the World Cup this weekend. How was it?
Yes, sir.
Tell me.
Saturday. It was spectacular. Very easily. Like, I don't know. It was just great. The transportation. We did the shuttle.
You know what's funny? You did take the shuttle. I'm glad. You know, I was listening to the news and I'm thinking, this is the problem in New Jersey. We look for the worst of everything. So instead of complimenting Chris Calori and New Jersey Transit for actually doing an outstanding job, instead they're like, oh, they overshot the estimates and they only had to move 25,000 instead of 40. Are you kidding me? Thank God they were prepared for 40,000. Anyway, how was the drive-in with the shuttle?
It was amazing. Yeah. I don't know what this gridlock traffic was or anything. It must have taken 15, 20 minutes tops.
I love it.
From the shuttle to the stadium.
And you took the train to Sea Caucus? Did you take the train to Sea Caucus? Is that where you got the shuttle?
No, I drove. I drove to the park and ride.
So you drove to the park and ride, got the shuttle, and it was easy.
Yep.
I love it.
Easy, easy.
Who are you rooting for?
And it's a long walk. England.
There you go. They have a shot at winning the whole thing, you know. I am also rooting for England. And I think they could do it. I think they could grab their second World Cup championship. This is the year.
Oh, great. It was just electric. The atmosphere, it was just really well run. We hung out. They had a lot of stands in, you know, the parking lot and giveaways and all sorts of things.
How about the return trip, leaving the match?
It was a bit of a wait, but I don't think we waited more than half an hour in the lines. All well run, well, you know, signage everywhere. We were on the yellow line, and it was great.
I mean, honestly, the
experience was great.
I'm so glad you called to update us. I was thinking this, that of all the traffic nightmares of the World Cup, most of it was caused by preemptive lane closures in New York. My struggle has been in Manhattan, not on the Jersey side. I mean, other than the chaos of the four truck accident the other day, but that was something that had nothing to do with the traffic or the World Cup. That was just a, God help us, you know, that every once in a while we have a horrible accident like that. I love it. So good on the organizers. I've got to give New Jersey Transit credit. I want to give the organizers locally. They did a good job. And I've heard a lot of positive feedback. So, Kathy, thank you for sharing that with the largest audience in the state, because people need to know sometimes things go right. And go England.
Oh, perfect.
Take care, Kathy. Great to talk to you. All right. The news is coming up in a couple of seconds. And on the other side, I want to take your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Have you ever been embroiled in a lawsuit or had a rental property that you couldn't reclaim? I'm just thinking about the woes that Frank is going through in Tom's River, having to sue his own brother to get him out of a house that he owned. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Your call's coming up right now at 7:30. That means the news with Eric Scott is right now. 7:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I'm going to get to your call, Marie, in a second. I just want to say it one more time for the cheap seats. It is summertime. It's going to be 105 this week. It is not the apocalypse. The green agenda is not going to make it any cooler. This idea of wind power and eliminating fossil fuels and gouging the taxpayers and the ratepayers is just a money grab. It's not going to change the climate one bit. You know, temperatures are going to be super hot. And you're going to hear the usual chorus of voices. You heard it yesterday in Trenton. Yeah, imagine the politicians going to work on a Sunday. You know why? To ram through $50 billion in new taxes and a $61 billion budget. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. But what I told our friends from St. Alphonsus yesterday, we had a nice get-together at our house, is that sometimes you got to just let the wave hit you. Just brace yourself, because it's coming. This budget is coming. And no matter how many stupid tweets the Republicans put out and how much the Democrats say, well, I guess I don't like it, but I'm going to vote for it anyway. Both sides are ridiculous. Republicans, too little, too late. They should have been fighting this stuff under Chris Christie, but they didn't. And now here we are. We had the governor's office. We had an opportunity in the 90s with a full legislature. Veto-proof control majority. Didn't take on Mount Laurel. Just afraid. Cowards. Same way they're afraid to take on this Islamification of the country because they're afraid to be called names. Bigots, Islamophobes. Same reason that these common sense folks that agree with us are too cowardly to stop the transing of kids because they don't want to be called a bigot. They're too cowardly to fight back against the absurdity of the pride flag and the forced religion of the alphabet soup mafia. They're afraid. They don't want to be called bigots. They don't want to be called Islamophobes. And now they don't want to be called climate deniers. So you're going to pay for it. So just endure it because it will change. And unfortunately, sometimes in America, certainly this is the case in New Jersey, things have got to be super bad. Like we're going to have food lines before people wake up and say, we probably shouldn't have voted for that Marxist Islamist. Maybe we, this is a problem. England's waking up to it after 250,000 young women were reportedly raped, beaten, and killed by Muslim immigrants, mostly from Pakistan. That's going on right now. So, you know what? You live, you learn, and we wake up, and we live to fight another day. But for now, I'm going to help you as much as I can solve problems locally, because that's where the solution lies. So let's go to Maria in Toms River. All right, Maria, what's the problem you have?
Hi,
how can I help
Bill.
You? How you doing?
Hi, Bill. First time caller. I'm very nervous.
Maria, it's just me and you talking. Don't be nervous at all. That's why I keep the phone lines open. I'm glad you called.
All right.
How can I help you?
So as I told the other gentleman, my daughter has New Jersey Family Care, and for herself and her three children. Mm-hmm. Her third child, apparently they reached out to my daughter for more information after he was a year old, and she never got the request for the information, so it fell through the cracks. He has not had insurance since last July. She has been back and forth with them, uploading documents, speaking to people, saying they're going to help, saying they're going to get back to her. No one ever gets back to her. She gets letters in the mail saying, we still need this information, when people on the phone verify that the information is uploaded to the system. He has missed all of his, recent shots, if he needed shots, or any of his milestone visits. And we did reach out.
Some of that, Maria, could be a blessing in disguise, knowing what we're now finding out about these shots. So let's don't knock that necessarily.
But I reached out to her senator, which was Schapese, because she lives in Bergen County.
Yep.
In Dumont.
And did she respond?
They were very, very nice.
Okay.
I spoke with Renee. And she's like, just keep us updated on what's going on, but we're getting nowhere. We're just getting nowhere. And every time my daughter calls, there's never a response where, yay, we have insurance.
Let me back up for a minute, Maria. So when your daughter calls the state, she's not getting through. But what did Senator Holly Schapese's staff say? I mean, keeping them updated doesn't help unless the senator's going to make the call herself.
Right. They said, we'll reach out, but any information, because of HIPAA laws, they're going to reach back out to you. They're not going to reach out to us. So anytime you hear from them, let us know what the status is. But nobody's reaching back out. So.
But do you know if Schapese's office called themselves to try to move this along? Because that's not about HIPAA. All right, that's what we need to find out. So, Maria, can you share some contact information off the air if I put you on hold so that I can follow up? I will send Holly a note and say, look, where are we with this, with the status of this, and follow up personally.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to put you on a brief hold, Maria. Thank you. It's so aggravating, right? I remember, guys, I remember I told the story when Governor Christie and you know, and I like Chris. I like him a lot, actually. You know, personally, he's a good guy. And, you know, Mary Pat is awesome. And, you know, we've had some occasions to break bread and have real conversations about the world and what's happening. And I was very critical when he was governor, as he has reminded me of on several occasions. And he and I had words, and we had it out on the air, if you remember. But you realize that he was really, at the end of the day, trying to help the function of government. And Chris Christie is arguably one of the last actual managing governors that we had that understood how the process works. And I remember when he did Ask the Governor with Eric Scott on this station. And by the way, Murphy never had the guts to do it. Cheryl's just a plain coward. Can't believe she wore the uniform of the country. What a disgrace she has turned out to be. Anyway, that said, Christie would come on, and there was one occasion where the governor got a call on Ask the Governor, and it was a young man, and I may not have all the details, this is a long time ago, but from what I recall, basically the guy had his own landscaping company, young man, trying to renew the registration on his trailer so he'd get his lawnmowers out there and get to work. And it was like a months-long delay with motor vehicles. He couldn't get it through. So he called, asked the governor, and got through. And Governor Christie called his head of transportation. And within 24 hours, the kid had his registration renewed. He was back out on the job. Problem solved. And I said after that, I said, you know, that's great. I'm glad we've got a hands-on governor willing to help people. But he's the governor. The reality is that is a sign of a completely broken system. If you got to call the radio station to solve a problem, that means our government no longer functions. And I'm saying this as the guy that will be taking your calls today to solve problems. But the function of government is broken. So message to Senator Schapese, you guys have to make that call and run that through. Help these people. All right, 1-800-283-101.5.
Station.
Is 7:56 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, so what I want to get into after the news is we want to get to Small Business Monday. But, you know, it's interesting because we've got a lot of people that are having major problems with our government. I was talking about it on the other side. And I do want to keep the lines open if you've got a problem that I can solve in terms of whether you're not able to get in touch with the power company, whether you've tried to talk to your local legislators. And it's maddening for me that you get these guys into office. They're your one connection to the government. Yet it's hard to get a call back. It's hard to get a response, and it doesn't do us any good just to keep legislators apprised of what's happening. They need to fight for you, and it really does. And by the way, I'm not knocking Holly Schapese nor her office. I'm sure that they are going to do the best they can to help this this young mom who can't get her new child covered with health care. But we have to demand and expect better of our elected officials, because they too often what they do is they use the sound bites that they can create from passing a budget. So this budget's going to pass $61 billion. My guess is the Climate Superfund will end up being shot down because it's outrageous. And what I'm curious to follow is, why did they put up a bill that they know would most likely come apart at the seams? What will be the compromise? You know, it'll be something. There's no way they believe, especially with the unions not supporting the Climate Superfund bill, they know that's not going to go through. And it will cost thousands and thousands of jobs. It'll be a disaster. And it's not going to impact the climate. It's silly. It's a retroactive poke in the eye to the fossil fuel industry, which has helped modern America exist. So the question isn't whether or not we can endure a climate Superfund $50 billion tax. The question is, what will Trenton concoct as a sneaky, smaller tax that will hurt your small business, drive up your rates, drive up your taxes, and crush an already damaged and hurting middle and working class? That's the question. And I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I will be on it. I will be following it. But in the meantime, if you have a situation that needs to be resolved, if you cannot get in touch with a particular legislator, if you didn't even know you could do that, and you're not sure what to say when you call, give me a call. 1-800-283-101.5. We are in the business of solving problems.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
At least to push it in the right direction to make sure that we can get you in front of the right people. So we're during the break, I'm going to work on a few of the issues that have been raised today. But if you've got a situation that you'd like attention to draw attention to, or if you've got a politician that you've been trying to get in touch with and you can't, give me a call. 1-800-283-101.5. But I want to ask you, how do you plan to stay cool with this insane heat wave? 1-800-283-101.5. And what are you doing for the 4th of July? It's America's 250th birthday. But right now, first of all, my number, 1-800-283-101.5. It's 8 o'clock. News with Eric Scott right now. 8:11 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, Anthony Salvatore, Tim, Diane. Everybody wait. Hold on. I'll be right to you. Kathy, I got to tell you. So this weekend, you know how I live in the awkward?
Every day.
So, all right. So it's Sunday, and I've got a show. I now co-host on the weekends. My time slew. It's with Chris Alenzo. It's a great, great broadcaster. She and I co-host the Sunday Report, which comes on at 10. So yesterday we did, at Newsmax, we did a troop-a-thon. So I only had an hour of broadcasting because it was all about raising money for the troops and my friend Rita Cosby and all that. Anyway, so the show was only 10 to 11. And I said, I'm happy about this because apparently yesterday was the Pride Parade in Manhattan.
Traffic.
So I'm like, I got to get out of here. Before I'm like, so I start asking around, you know, and they're like, hey, the Pride Parade kicks off at noon. I'm like, okay, I can get in my car at 11. I can get out.
They closed the streets
right?
way before that. They had to.
So, okay. So I'm walking out and I'm in the elevator bay with another guy, one of the guys who works there. And I said to him, he's like, hey, are you wrapping up? I'm like, yeah, I'm done. Actually, I'm done early. I'm heading out. He's like, oh, it's good. And I said, you know, and I'm trying to beat the parade. And he's like, what parade? I'm like, oh, it's the Pride Parade is today. And so he's like, oh, yeah, I wonder if it's going to impact the trains. I'm like, yeah, well, let me tell you, I hope I've timed it perfectly. It's 11 o'clock. Parade starts at noon. Now I am getting on the elevator. He's going in another direction. As the door starts to close, I said, and I hope I make it. And he looks at me just like that. If I had just said, hope I make it home, hope I make it to the car, hope I make it out of the city. No, I said, I hope I make it. He looked at me like, when I get there today, it's going to be like, how was the Pride Parade? So now they think I was walking in the Pride Parade. Why would I have stopped right there, Kathy? What was I thinking?
I thought you meant, he hopes you don't die.
No, I hope I make it. And he looked at me like, what? I didn't know. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Are you kidding me?
Did you make it?
Well, I made it out of the city, yes. And as the door's closing, I'm looking at his face. I'm like, oh, my God, he thinks I'm going to the Pride Parade. No, take it back. I couldn't take it back. It was too late. Anyway, that's how my weekend went. How was yours? Pretty good? you can't make it up. Anyway, I'm living sure that's happened to a lot of you.
Living in the awkward.
Living in the awkward, right? Why wouldn't I have just said, home, make it out?
Because it was assumed.
I would think so, but I looked at his face and I'm like, oh, crap.
And the elevator doors closed
before I could say another word.
Oh my God.
The doors closed. All right, let's jump right in. So I want to help you as much as I can. Let's just start with Joe in Naples. What's going on, Joe G?
Hey, I love your show. I've been listening to you for years.
Thank you.
I'm 88 years old. Retired for 20 years, and I love listening to New Jersey. Even though I'm retired, I live down here in Florida. Every morning, this is the first thing I do is put your show on. I just talked to you, a nice young man, and told him I'm concerned about this crusty woman who comes on and says the crusty announcement is coming. Public service announcement is coming. and it's coming on. It continues. So I just thought I'd bring that to your attention. Maybe you can do something about stopping that. But
Joe, what are you talking about? Is that because you're listening on the app? What comes on?
Yes, I'm on my phone.
All right, what does it say?
Trusty woman comes on and says, "Stand by for a public service announcement." Period. And
really?
It's done so far this morning 4 times.
Wait, I'm going to ask Kathy. Kathy, what is that?
I think that's the NJBIA thing. Hold on.
But they never say anything. Stand by, and nothing ever happens.
So maybe is there a glitch? I'm looking at Mike Brandt. He doesn't know. I'm looking at producer Thomas. Nobody seems to know.
We'll figure it out.
I will figure it out for you. What's the woman's name? Do you know?
No, she just says, "Stand by for a public service announcement." It's a crusty-sounding voice that she has. But nothing ever follows. It just keeps doing it. 4 times this morning it came on.
Really? All right. You know what, Joe? I didn't realize that was a problem we needed to solve. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Hey, how's Naples, Florida? You escaped Jersey, huh?
Doing fine. My daughter lived down here, moved down here because her son was going to college down here. And as we got older, she said, "I don't want you that far away from me." So we came down here four years ago, and we're very happy living here. But our heart is still with New Jersey.
Well,
my kids are still up there, and I like your show.
Thank you.
The good work.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you, Joe. I'll get to the bottom of that PSA. Have a good one. All right, let's go to Tim in PA. What's going on, Tim?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
How you doing?
Yo, hey, how you doing, Bill?
Good, man. What do you got?
All right, good. Check it out. I am pumped up for the 4th, and we're going to Washington State Historic Park over there on
Washington Crossing.
On New Hope side.
Yeah.
Yeah, Washington's Crossing.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's what are you going to do? You're like picnic? Are you going to hang out? Are you going to watch the fireworks? What are you going to do?
Well, they have a fireworks later on in the night, but we have a time ticketed event from 4 to 8 p.m. and we'll go through a living history program.
Oh, that's cool.
Going over like the Revolutionary War encampment, craft demonstrations, the reading of the Declaration, evening concert, fireworks display.
I love that because you're actually getting into the meaning of the 250th.
Oh,
yeah, awesome. Happy 4th of July. Have a great, great time. All right, Anthony, Diane, hang in there. I'll get 8:25 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, Anthony, Diane, hang in there. I'm going to get to your problems, but I do want to mention my friends at dotdesigning.com. Help you build your business. If you're looking to launch or grow your business, get started with a small business starter package for just $2.99. Includes t-shirts, yard signs, and more. Go to dotdesigning.com. Dot Designing is our sponsor for Small Business Monday. Let's check in with a great small business in the Garden State. Brandon Zarecki, who's with Patriot Seltzer. What's going on, Brandon?
Morning, Bill.
How are you, man?
Doing good.
Good. So tell me what you got happening for the 4th with your growing brand of hard seltzer.
Yeah, so, real quick, too, I just wanted to give a quick update. So I ran the Boston Marathon a couple months back. I want to give a huge shout-out to Rick Katina Auto Group, Monmouth Jet Center, MGM Law for supporting me and the dozens of people around the country that donated. We raised over $15,000 for first responders. And obviously that plays into my company, Patriot Hard Seltzer. It's a whiskey-based cocktail, low carbonation, 4 flavors. So if you're tired of all the vodka RTDs and the sugary malted stuff out there, buy something that's all American and gives back to our great first responders and veterans across the country.
I love that, Brandon. I love that you take a lot of the proceeds and you help our actual veterans who are certainly in need of it. It's a great thing you're doing. Tell me about the product a little bit.
Yeah, so it's a whiskey-based cocktail, 4 different flavors, low carbonation, and we actually give back to nonprofits that support these protector community groups. One of our nonprofits is actually called Aerial Recovery Group, and they specialize in rehabilitating veterans.
So what is your next race?
Probably Chicago this fall. So I'm doing another world major. That'll be my 3rd world major.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do Tokyo and obviously Berlin and London as well.
I was going to ask you about London because my son's girlfriend, Allie, is thinking about running the London Marathon. And I said this year is a good year to get in it because next year, 27, because they're splitting the race. You're going to have a men's side and a woman's side, right? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to allow more people to enter it. I'm actually waiting. I think it's either this week or next week I find out if I got in via the lottery.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get in. London would be an interesting town to run a marathon in. You know,
I'd be very excited to run London.
Yeah. So what was your time in Boston?
Yeah, so Boston, I ran 4 hours. I PR'd by 30 minutes.
Come on. 4 hours. Wow. At what point did you have it in the bag? You're like, I got this. Like, what mile did your brain kick in and say, I'm going to do it?
I honestly didn't want to check my watch until mile, 25, 26. Yeah. I just didn't want to see it. So as soon as I saw I was way ahead of schedule, I was like, man, this is great. And then I started seeing the clock ticking down, and I thought maybe I could go sub 4, and I missed it by 50 seconds.
Unbelievable. Well, I got to tell you, man, keep up the great work. Patriot Seltzer is a great product, great taste, and great cause. So go to the website, guys, if you want to learn more, patriotseltzer.com. Any events coming up?
Yes, we've actually got a huge event. Mark your calendar, September 18th. I don't have all the details at this time, but I will just say there's going to be a lot of special guests, giveaways, great barbecue. It's going to be here in the Great Garden State. Mark your calendars.
I love it. September 18th. All right, guys, go to the website and help if you can, because remember, proceeds go to help our first responders and veterans. Brandon Zarecki, congratulations, man. You're killing it. I really just so happy for you and proud of you. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks so much, Bill.
All right, have a good one. Brandon is, here's a Jersey guy, started a company. He's got a hard seltzer that is completely different from all the stuff that's out there now. Whiskey-based, which I love, and a lot of the proceeds go to help our first responders and veterans. All right, other side of the news, Anthony, Diane, you'll be first. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. If you've got a problem that you need help with, I want to help you as much as possible. Right now, though, it's 8:30. Eric Scott with the news right now. 8:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. All right, guys. The helpline, it is open. 8:38. We'll start with Anthony in Morristown. What's going on, Anthony? What can I do to help you?
Hi, Bill. How you doing today?
I'm doing great today. Thanks for asking. How about you?
Can't complain. I keep moving one way or the other.
That's it. You got to keep moving.
My problem is somewhere, I can't remember exactly when, October, November, the phone company laid a fiber optic line to replace the copper line. I thought I told the crew where to put it, but when I came back and checked, they put it in the wrong spot. I called the company that laid it and told them they put it in the wrong spot and never heard back. By January, all of a sudden, I noticed my phone wasn't working, and they cut the copper line and they wanted to hook up the fiber line, and I told them, no, you've got it in the wrong place. And so we went back and forth, and they came out about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and the subcontractor looked at what I said, and he said, no, we can't change it. And I said, well, you're not going to help me, because where it is, it's going through a field where I plant nursery stock, and I'm going to liable to dig it up. So I said, you might as well just go. And I started walking away. I forget the comment he said, but I came back, and we went back and forth, and I used some choice words. I can't deny that.
I'm sure.
But he tried to tell me where they would have to route it. They'd have to go through tree roots, and the machine couldn't go through tree roots, which is, I don't believe that. He said the tree roots would also damage the line, which I don't believe that, because part of the way they came.
Where's the line running from, Anthony? Where's it running from?
It's running from the main road back to my home. I've got a little farm and welding shop here.
And who trenched the line? Was it the company or was it a contractor?
No, it was subcontractor of the phone company.
So subcontractor for the big phone company.
Yeah. So in the end, here I am. I don't have it. I'm using my cell phone to communicate with people and customers. And I can't get nothing done about it.
What did the company say? What did they say when you called them?
Well, they calling the phone company, they said they'd send people out. They sent their representative with the subcontractor, and the subcontractor did all the talking, and everything he said didn't quite add up as far as I'm concerned with nature and technology.
But what I don't understand, I'm sorry to interrupt you, I'm trying to understand this. What I don't understand is why they're not just running another line.
Well, they're telling me, no, they can't run it here. And I just said, well, just go away. I just walked away from him because he wasn't being helpful. And my daughter was in contact with a representative of the phone company, and they haven't answered her. And I went to the utility commission well before this, and they were no help to me. And right now, we haven't heard, as far as I know, we haven't heard back from the phone company. So I just said, the heck with it. I'll keep going the way I'm going and be done with it.
Well, it depends on how far you want to escalate it. But my advice would be that you, again, this is a case of an attorney. You know, they get a letter from the attorney that says, look, you chopped the guy's lawn up. You ran the cable. The cable's cut. Now he's got no fiber optic. You promised the service. And it doesn't matter. You can't go through the tree roots or something else. Reroute it a different way. Come in through the back. Go around. I mean, I don't. You know what I mean?
No, they could go. As far as I'm concerned, the machine can go through the roots. And if they kill the trees, I'll take the trees down.
Well, maybe that's the issue. Maybe they're not able to do that. Maybe the contractor is like, maybe if they killed your trees, you'd have a right to sue. And maybe that's what they're worried about.
The thing was, when they first came in, they never discussed the specifics about laying this cable, what this cable could handle or anything. And they just routed it without telling me that they weren't going on the path I was going. I've been to a lawyer.
How did it get cut? Can I ask you that, Anthony?
It's not cut. It's just not connected. And I won't let them connect it because it's in the wrong place.
All right. So let me dive a little deeper. Why do you care if it's in the wrong place? What's the problem with it?
It's running through my field where I plant nursery stock. And as it is, they told me if you run over the cable, you're going to break it. Well, where they put it, we run over the cable. So it's a real
menagerie. Does it make your field completely unusable, or could you work around it?
I could work around it, but it puts me at a disadvantage.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, don't worry about it, Bill. I'll find a way through this one way or the other.
Anthony, I want to help you. What did the lawyer say?
The lawyer was no help either. I guess I'll just have to go find another lawyer, talk to a few more.
So let me make an introduction for you. What I'm going to do is put you on hold. Producer Thomas will get your email. We're going to tell you where to send the information, and I'm going to see if I can get somebody that will at least hear you out and offer you some options.
That's fair enough. All right. I appreciate it.
You got it.
I wasn't sure you could help me, but I thought I'd talk anyway.
Well, I'm glad you called because at the very least, you now got another brain on it. So let me see what I can come up with. Good?
All right, that's fine.
All right, hold the line real quick. Thank you, Anthony. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. At least we'll try. Let's go to Diane in Jackson. Hey, Diane, good morning.
Hi, Bill.
How are you?
I'm miserable.
All right, let me help you.
I'm upset, and I shouldn't be.
Okay.
I have a problem with New Jersey Natural Gas. The guy that comes around every month and reads the meter,
yep.
He read the meter, and it wasn't registering like it used to because I don't use the stove anymore. So, of course, it's going to change the meter reading. So he reported it out of whack. Now they want to come
Diane. Let's back up. Your gas meter reader, the guy that
reading outside.
All right. So you're saying you don't use your stove anymore. So you're not using natural gas.
No, I have the natural gas for the heater.
Okay.
My hot water heater.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and then in the wintertime, I have it for the, to keep the house warm.
Okay.
But I don't use the stove anymore.
All right.
So this affected my, they think that there's something wrong with the meter, in other words.
Oh.
And I've tried
why?
To explain
to them.
Why?
Because it was billing too little?
No. It was, the regular billing, registering numbers out there, whatever happens, you know.
Okay.
I went to electric burners, and I have a toaster oven. I don't use the gas stove anymore.
Okay.
But they can't understand that. And
why,
they're giving
why, I guess I don't understand, Diane. Why do they need to understand that? They would read the meter. Whatever gas you use, they're going to charge you for it.
Yes, but what happened was the guy who reads the meter, he reported it broken.
He reported the meter broken.
Yeah.
Okay. So
naturally, I can understand why they have to follow up on it, but it's not broken. And I've tried to explain that to them, and they keep harassing me. And I cannot, I'm 88 years old, Bill, and I can't go with this anymore. I'm very upset over this whole doggone thing.
Of course you are. So they're, how are they harassing you? They're calling you and saying your meter's broken, we need to fix it?
Well, they came here twice now, and they told me that they're going to have to replace the meter outside. And I have to shut my gas off to do that. And in order to do that, they have to put the new one on, turn the gas back on, and then come in my house and light the stove.
Well,
hot water heater.
They converted a lot of them to the different electronic readers that they have. It sounds to me that's like what they want to do. They want to convert you to what the new readers are, and maybe I don't know that you can opt out of that. If you just tell them they can't replace it, tell them no.
I've told them that, and they've threatened me now. And they told me, they sent me a letter and tell me it's mandatory that I do this with them.
All right, so do me a favor. All right,
learn a new word, you know.
Diane, do you have email?
Mandatory is a new word.
Do you have email?
Pardon?
Do you have email?
No, I don't.
All right.
No, I don't.
I'm going to put you on hold because I want to get a hold of a copy of that letter to see if I can help you. So we're going to put you on hold real quick. All right. Have you got a problem? It's 8:55 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you. Till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Okay. So the news will be up in a few minutes, but I had a situation.
It sounds like quite the situation.
When do you not have a situation, Bill?
It's on Sunday.
Yeah.
So as I was explaining, I go in Sunday morning. I'm now broadcasting with my co-host, Chris Lenzo, who's fantastic. We have a show that we co-host called Sunday Report. Now it's 10 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
So this Sunday, it was 10 to 11. And let me tell you why. Because Newsmax was doing a troop-a-thon, raising money for the troops, all good, Rita Cosby, all good stuff. So I said, this is great news. I get out at 11 because I found out yesterday was the Pride Parade.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In New York.
Yes.
Okay. So that's your setup now.
Huge. Yeah.
About 11:10, and I'm off the set. I'm walking to the elevators, and one of the producers is standing there, and he's like, hey, you're heading out. I said, yes. Actually, I'm thrilled because I think I'm going to beat the parade traffic. No. He's like, what parade? I said, ah. So, you know, I'm like, ah, it's the Pride Parade today. He's like, I didn't even know. He said, I hope it doesn't affect the trains. I'm like, you know what? I really don't know. But I know there'll be road closures. So I'm heading out. So the elevator door opens. I step in and I'm looking at him. And I, for some reason, and I don't know why, I didn't need any more conversation. I just said, parade starts at 12.
Oh, no.
I said, I hope I make it. Parade starts at 12. I hope I make it.
I hope I make it out.
He looked. I said, hope I make it.
He looked at me. He thought you were going.
Yes, he looked at me with this, like his eyes opened up.
Whoa.
Whoosh, the door closed. And I'm like, home. I hope I make it home.
Not that there's anything. Too late. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Right? So awkward.
I hope I make it.
Now, so this is yesterday. I got to go in today.
You rip off your suit. You got pride colors underneath.
Right? Can you imagine?
So wait.
I'm the last guy that won at the Pride Parade.
He probably didn't even think twice about it for 2 seconds, whatever. You overthunk it.
Of course I did.
Next time you see him, do you want to say something?
Of course I do.
Of course you do.
Oh, no. I totally think what you thought is correct.
Does that make sense? Because he had a reaction.
Exactly. He thought that. No.
Like, I mean, it could have been a reaction. I don't know.
He doesn't know you.
I think his reaction was, oh my God, the door is going to close in your face.
You're like this.
I watched the doors close and I literally muttered, home. Yeah. And it was too late. It was too late.
I could see you getting all excited saying, like, I hope I make it.
I hope I make it.
Because you know how I get animated.
Yeah.
So yes. I was getting all revved up for my ride get the hell out.
You were continuing a conversation with him.
Yes.
Right? So,
but he doesn't know Bill the way, obviously, and we know say, Bill. He's thinking, okay.
That's what I think.
I think you're overthinking.
You think?
Yeah. Nah.
But when the door's closed and I'm looking at the expression, I'm like, I now can't fix that. And there you go. So,
and you're not going to let it be. You're going to have to say something to him.
Here's the good news. Mm-hmm. I forget quickly, and I already forget the guy I was talking to.
Oh my God!
So
now you're tell
what's worse is I'll have to tell everybody to make sure that they know.
You don't remember who said it?
No, I just my head wrapped around the fact that the doors were closing and I couldn't finish my sentence.
Oh my God!
And then I'm like, this is my problem. Just shut up once in a while. You didn't need another sentence.
Yes.
I should have ended it. Hey, see ya. All right.
Well, when he starts hitting on you, you'll know who it is.
Or it goes the other way. I don't know. Not good. Anyway. All right, guys. Hey, on the other side, my number's 1-800-283-101.5. I want to know, what are your plans to beat the heat this week? Going to hit 100. Right now, though, it's 9 o'clock. Your news with Jen Arcillo starts right now. 9-11 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. I am Bill Spadia, if you did not know, and I'll be here at 10 o'clock this morning talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. First thing I want to say is I appreciate everybody that needs help. We are trying our best to help everyone that calls. I want to pass along some good news. I got a note from Trisha L. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but Trisha called us a couple of weeks ago, and she had lost custody of her daughter when she gave birth. The adoption went through, that she literally lost her baby at the hospital and had tremendous regret and wanted her baby back and felt like she was duped. Anyway, we got her in touch with a very skilled attorney. I'm just going to read you her note. So think about this. This is a mom that it was about 9 months she did not see her baby. Hi, Bill. I will never, ever be able to thank you enough for passing along my email to Andy Schlafly. June 16th, I got my daughter back. Andy made it happen, and I don't know how he did it. Because once a birth mother signs over her parental rights, 99% of the time, she will not get them back. And I can't believe how determined he was to help me. So this was in April. April until now, which he connected me with amazing people. I am truly grateful, and I can't express how grateful I am to you and Andy. Thank you, Trisha and Daisy. And Trisha sent us pictures of her and her baby. So she signed away her parental rights and has her kid back. And that's because we were able to get her in touch with some very smart attorneys who were able to show how this was a total mistake that she had signed over her parental rights. And so if you have a problem, even that serious, where you've lost control of your own children, you can call. And I am more than happy to share the resources and the connections that I've built over the past many decades of making friends and establishing bridges with some very important organizations. I think there's very few things in the world more important than your parental rights. And if I can help you get them back, I will walk through walls if we have to. And in this case, Daisy has been reunited with her mom, Trisha. So thank God for that. And wow. You know, there is a God. And, God played a role in that, no doubt about it. All right, we are talking about the heat that is coming and the problems that we're having. And if you've got something that I can solve, I want to solve it. Let's start with Riley in Marlboro. Hey, Riley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So you've got a problem that I can't solve, but you're going to solve.
Yeah, so I have 4 chickens in my backyard, and with this heat coming, me and my dad are flipping out. Like, especially with the big snowstorm we had last winter.
Yeah.
It's like, once you get heat, you can't win. And I seriously, my dad, really quick, because I'm pulling up to work, but he literally will go to, like, the pumpkin farm and everything, and during the fall, and he'll collect, like, let's say no one takes the pumpkins for weeks at an end.
Yeah.
He'll go and collect them, put them in the back of his pickup truck, and then fill it, my freezer, with pumpkin. So when the summer comes around, we give the frozen pumpkin to the chickens, and that's how they stay cool.
That is a great idea. So do you have enough pumpkins?
Because all the pumpkins are just sitting there.
Do you have enough pumpkins?
I think we have enough. I think that between pumpkins and fish that he catches, I think our freezer is like filled.
So you throw out the frozen food and that keeps the chickens cool. That is such a good idea. Are they also in some shade? Is there shade for them?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. If they have shade, they'll be fine. I mean, they're resilient animals. They really are, as crazy as that is. How do you like having the chickens? Riley, I got rid of those chickens so fast. I had them. I couldn't stand them.
No way. Really? They're fun.
I rented them.
I brought them home.
I rented them. Like a lunatic. I went to this. It was like Rent the Chicken, I think it was called. And I had four chickens in the backyard. I'm telling you something, Riley, the chickens hated me. They were playing me.
Oh, my God.
They used to, they were selective in how they laid their eggs because they knew I only had a short window. So three of them would lay an egg and the one would hold out knowing that I would have to come back 2 hours later to find the fourth egg.
They knew.
They didn't like me. They didn't like me.
No, they're smart. Like, they won't listen to my dad, but they'll listen to me. Like, they're smart.
Yeah. And they're chickens. Anyway, the eggs are delicious, though, right?
Oh, my God. Insane. I think everyone should get chickens. I know it's hard, and they might not like you, but you'll get the fresh eggs, and you're eating fresh stuff.
The fresh eggs are great. And look, if the heat gets to one of them, look, it's like, consider it like a park cook. And they'll be ready for the oven, right? Riley, have a great day. Thanks for calling. Best to your dad. You take care. All right. Do I have time? I have plenty of time. Margaret in Parsippany. Actually, I only got about a minute. What do you got, Margaret?
Yes. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my phone. I would like to speak about the lady who was talking about smart meter.
Yes,
because we have a right to refuse these smart meters. They are not benign to our health. They never did any testing done, nothing. And a friend of mine and we are refusing the smart meter. So only she has to pay extra money and not to be harassed. This is, you know, ridiculous to, you know, smart, you know, to push on some product that, you know, has
Margaret,
never been tested.
They're taking advantage of her. She's elderly. I mean, she's like 88, and they're clearly, they don't want to hear it, and they're just going to try to bully her into taking it. So I'm glad you called. We will pass that along to her. And I asked her to send me the letter. I want to see exactly what they said in the letter, because if they've said something that isn't true, then I'm going to get her an attorney. So thank you, Margaret. We really appreciate you calling. Have a great rest of your day. All right. 9:25 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So what are you doing to beat the heat? It's going to literally be 105 degrees in some spots this week. And I'm going to say it again. It's called summer. This is not about climate change. Don't let the crazy people convince you otherwise. Let's go to Paul in Whippany. What do you got for us, Paul? Morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Got it.
I know somebody, a senior citizen. She didn't want the smart meter, and she lives in West Orange, and they shut her water off. And she actually had the flu when they did that. She had to go to a hotel with her husband, so ended up she called the Board of Public Utilities, and they said that they can't do that. So once they sent a letter to them or, you know, told them, the water company, then they turned the water back on. They're not allowed to do that.
No, they're not. And this is a situation with you heard that elderly woman call earlier about her smart meter on the gas. And, you know, I think what's amazing to me is why they would try to bully this woman into it. Like, what do they gain from that? Maybe the contractor gains because he's got to put a new meter in and he can bill the electric company. I don't know. Bill the gas company. I was thinking that if they're using third-party contractors, like you heard about the problem with the guy, I don't know if you heard this story earlier, with the fiber optics line. You know, they insist it has to go in a certain spot, and then they just put it in. And he's like, it's in a spot that's going to get... The line's going to eventually be cut because he does farming on the property. And they literally would not reroute the line for him. And I'm like, you're not subject to whatever the power company wants to do. Or the cable company, or the gas company. Like, it's nuts. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Paul. I'm going to ask her to call the Board of Public Utilities. She doesn't have email, so she's faxing. Somehow she's faxing the letter to us. So I didn't even know we had a fax machine here at the station, but apparently we do. Fax machine. Remember that?
I still have one.
Come on. All right. Well, I'm not making fun of you, Paul. I guess a lot of people do. I couldn't wait to get all of that old clunky equipment out. And I remember when faxing first switched to digital faxing, and I could never really figure that out. It never worked properly. But you're right. They can't force it on you. So,
It's arrogance.
It is. So I'm going to pull up the number for the BPU and just give that out to people and let people know.
Yeah.
You can call them and tell them no. Paul, thank you. Have a great rest of your day and happy 4th. All right. The Board of Public Utilities, the phone number is 800-624-0241. So if you have a problem with any of the utility companies giving you any crap on something that...
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
The way we solve it is you call them. 800-624-0241. I'd said this earlier in the show. I just want to make a mention of it now. Guys, there's a video out there. You can see it's online, and I will grab it and post it to our site tomorrow if you haven't seen it, of rescuers in Venezuela pulling a baby out of the rubble of an apartment complex that had completely collapsed. And I got to tell you, you got to believe that God is in the picture. There's no way this kid could have possibly survived it, but there it is, a miracle. Little baby being pulled out, crying, and seemingly unhurt after a building collapsed around this kid. And you think about that, and I just, if you have a moment today to just send up a prayer for all the folks in Venezuela, tens of thousands still missing. As of yesterday morning, it was like 70,000 people. And it's just a horrible. Two major earthquakes hit the part of the country near Caracas, and it's a nightmare. And you know, clearly the infrastructure was not ready for this. They said this was something that hadn't happened in 100 years. I don't know how you're ready for it. I don't know how ready we would be for it, but I do know that with our more modern infrastructure, we would fare a lot better than some of these other countries, which have really devolved over the years. It does matter how you spend your money on infrastructure, because natural disasters do happen. So just send them a prayer. I believe the death toll is somewhere around 1,500 people that they've identified so far. But with tens of thousands more missing, that number is likely to climb. And good on the American military and first responders who responded and headed to Venezuela to help out that ravaged country right now. Okay, other side of the news, let's talk about how you're going to stay cool in this insane heat that is coming up. It's going to be 105. Are you kidding me? But I'm going to say it again. This is not about climate change. This is about summer. And don't let anybody fool you to think that with this junk science and green policies and higher taxes that somehow you'll be able to stave off really hot summers. No, you won't. It's a lie designed to just grab your money. All right, it is coming up at 9:30. That means Jen Arcilla with your news is right now. On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Jim, what are you going to do with 105 degrees? Nick, hold on. I'll be right there. I'll be right with you.
Well, I love this weather, so I'm at the pool. I'm at the beach.
I mean,
I'll be there.
105, though, that's a lot. That's I wonder what the ocean temperature
That's why you
got to
be in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ocean's I love the beach, beautiful. Too. Yeah. It's going to be perfect this week. I think it's good for the Jersey Shore that we're getting this heat wave.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy about it too. Not thrilled about being in a suit driving back and forth to New York all week, but the truth is, regardless of how hot it is outside, your car is cool.
Can you just dress like whatever and then change there?
No, it's because I can't risk it if I'm late in traffic and I have to walk right on, and there's no way.
You are in your multicolored shirt.
That's the problem. Right. What am I going to do? I'm going to wear a lot of people do that in the morning, but they live in Manhattan. So they're like, that's
all right.
So for me, I'm coming the farthest.
Okay. At least a shirt. At least wear a shirt to travel.
Well, remember, I'm getting in my car in the garage.
That's true. So you're in the air conditioning.
I'm opening
so
the garage
fine.
Door, and then I'm turning the air on, letting the car run for about a minute, and it cools off very quickly.
How far is the walk?
That'll kill you.
What, outside? No, yeah. I mean, it's a half a block.
Oh, then you're fine.
That's what I mean.
You're
I walk fine. Across the street.
Yeah,
so
you're
it's
fine.
Not.
You're fine.
I'm better in the heat now than since I've been doing hot yoga for the last 6 years.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, really, it's 110 in the yoga studio. It's gotten up to 117.
You just don't want to sweat through your suit.
No, but the time that my body needs, it takes a lot longer to start sweating now.
Because you're used to it.
Because I'm used to the heat.
Right.
So like a half a block walk is
you'll
nothing.
You'll be fine. Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Right, Jill, you're a hot yogi.
You're going to be set for the Pride Parade, too. Oh, wait, that happened.
Oh, wait, already. Hold on. That already happened.
You were already
Can
in
you
that.
Imagine? How stupid I felt. I'm like, it's my own fault. What happens is I will create a conversation when there was no need for a conversation.
And that's you couldn't the finish the conversation because the door's shut.
Hold on. And I'm going to defend you here.
Thank you.
No, because I probably would have done the same thing because you know what they're thinking. And like again, nothing wrong with it, but mm-hmm. I definitely would have engaged and said, wait, no, I definitely would have done that.
I'm sure I'm not the only person that has started a conversation and then before you can explain the end of the conversation,
right. Yeah.
Whether someone hangs up, but it was just this dramatic thing of the doors closing. I could see his face.
Doesn't know when to stop.
And just so you know, what the issue was is I was in New York on Sunday trying to get the hell out before the Pride Parade kicked off because once it starts, there's nothing. Now, I get it. They were closing roads earlier, but I got into the city pretty easily because I came in through the Lincoln Tunnel, which was north of where the parade was going to start.
Right.
I wanted to get out the Holland Tunnel, which I ended up doing, but I'm in the elevator lobby.
I hope I can.
And the guy didn't even know what was going on. I'm like, hey, I'm trying. He's like, hey, you heading out? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to beat the parade traffic. And he's like, what parade? So I'm like, oh, the Pride Parade is today.
I hope I can make it.
Right. That literally.
That's what you said.
What I said. I said,
I hope I can make it.
And I said it enthusiastically.
Correct.
What I meant, of course, was I hope I can make it out of home. New York. Home.
You should have just said, I hope I can beat the traffic.
He thought.
No, I said, I hope I can make it. And he looked at me. Like his face had that look of astonishment.
Yeah, that you were going to make it to the parade. Yeah.
And then. The
I like
doors
the way
closed.
You had the elevator and doors closing.
Like it's two dramatic.
Doors.
Yeah,
the two dramatic. Doors. The two doors. Yeah. Yes, the doors closed.
It's like in a movie. And pan the camera out and scene.
You couldn't have written it better. Because
it was
the timing,
a Seinfeld episode.
I hope I can make it. And he went like, you know, you kind of cock your head like, what the hell did he just say? I didn't think you were going for
it. Heard your enthusiasm.
It was one of the. It was a Seinfeld moment.
You were so.
It was a Larry David moment. It really was.
I'm at home.
Wow. And then, you know, I don't know. And Larry David probably understands this. Like you, because he based a lot of that on his own life. Like he's just that guy.
Yeah.
You just, I didn't think I was that guy.
Speaking of not
maybe
being
he got
able,
excited for a second. Maybe he thought he had a shot with you. I don't know.
I don't think it was that. I think it was just like Newsmax is not exactly the place where you're going to be, you know, celebrating the Pride Parade.
Except right.
Bill doesn't know when to stop. Speaking of hot and being hot, I remember a hot yoga class and it was when we had the private classes during the pandemic and you invited me in and Bill didn't, they wanted to start the class and finally Jody just goes, stop talking.
I do remember that. Yeah, just stop talking.
She goes, stop.
So we can start the class.
Yeah, and then I did. Of course, I stopped.
You would not.
I don't always notice.
That's the weirdest thing about hot yoga with Bill. To see him quiet for what is it? 50 minutes
between. Well, an hour. The private's like 45 to an hour. But yeah, so the longer class is 90 minutes.
And he doesn't say a word.
Don't say a word.
Do you talk in your sleep? Because I don't see you being quiet there. Yeah, I have to ask Jody because I cannot picture you quiet.
I'm always talking, and sometimes there's a microphone.
That's why I have dogs, so I don't look so ridiculous.
Because you're a talker too. No, I sometimes have conversations. I sometimes am talking. I don't know if Jody does this on purpose. Every once in a while, I will be talking like in the supermarket or somewhere, and I will just keep going, and then I realize she's not standing next to me anymore.
Oh, that's totally on purpose.
Right? And I'm like talking to the fruit. Like, it's just so, I think it might be on purpose.
I always say, we live alone in our head, so you might as well make friends with it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Right?
No matter where, even in this room right now, we're all alone inside our head.
Yeah.
So.
Not everybody has an inner voice. With it. Did you know that?
No, everybody's got an inner voice. Oh,
there's a thing. Go to the Google. Go to the Google. There's a thing. Some people don't have an inner voice. Now, mine, I have to have control the volume.
It's called thinking. Of course people have an inner voice. No.
Some people don't. I know. Look, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I know. Yeah, we've had this discussion before.
We're going to have this conversation tomorrow. I am telling you, some people don't have an inner voice. The question is, do they know they don't have an inner voice,
or
do they just not have an inner voice, and then they think we're the crazy ones that have a voice that keeps talking.
Oh my God. I just imagine what everybody's inner voices are thinking when you're talking.
Several inner voices. Like,
same thing. Will he please shut up? Stop talking. All right. Nick in Manchester. Good morning. What do you got for us?
Good morning.
Nick.
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you got for us, Marine?
Well, my name is Nick Beatles. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and I am currently walking across the country from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon to raise awareness for veterans' mental health and suicide prevention and trying to raise funding to support Mission 22, which is a great organization, and get myself across the country. So I'm currently in Manchester, New Jersey, working my way towards Philadelphia for the 4th of July.
Nick, can I ask you, how did Manchester, New Jersey get on your route from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon?
So, to be honest, when I started on May 30th in Portland, Maine, I had about 30 of my friends following me, and I took off and made my way through five states, meeting some of America's greatest people and seeing things I've never seen before. I've been to battle sites. I've been to museums. I got to visit Yale University and see those.
Wow. Very cool. Nick, listen, do you have a website that people can track your journey and contribute if they want?
Yes, absolutely.
What is it?
I am on social media, Facebook and Instagram, called Nick's Walk 26. Email nickswalk26@gmail.com. And
all right, do me a favor, Nick, if you would take a video of your walking and post it and tag us at the station at NJ1015 and me at Bill Spadia, we will share it with the audience. Good?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. All right, man, I got to jump. Semper Fi, walk safe. 948. Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Look, it's time for me to head out. But before I go, remember a few things. First of all, let's pray for everyone in Venezuela impacted by the two major earthquakes over the weekend. Still tens of thousands missing. And I appreciate all the Americans who have stepped up to get down there and help. Also, as you know, the heat is going to be mad this week. So don't forget to make a plan to beat it. Yep, temps are going to be somewhere around 100 to 105 degrees. Important point on that, whether you use natural gas to power your home or oil to heat it in the winter, yeah, it's still going to be hot. Whether you stop driving or start working at home under a tent, it's still going to be hot. So don't give up those modern conveniences just yet. I've got an article all about that on the website, nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. Remember, whether the radicals in Trenton or Washington continue to gouge us for billions of dollars, we are not going to change the climate. It's been changing ever since there has been a climate. And you know what? It's going to be hot. Why? Because it is, wait for it, summer. That's right. It's literally been summer every year. It comes every year. Just get ready for it. There's a book I want you to read. It's called Unstoppable Global Warming, written by two really smart people, Fred Singer and Dennis Avery. Go to the Google, put in the title of the book, Unstoppable Global Warming. Read it. You're going to feel better about a lot of things. All right, guys, got to jump. Another great show coming up with Judy, EJ, and Kyle. After the news with Jen Ercillo, I will see you tomorrow, 6 a.m.